Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, the website to listen over on their stream if you can't get us on the radio. We're also broadcasting live to selected Salem Media Group radio stations in some of the biggest radio markets across America, as well as some leading independent stations, just for good measure, around the country. And, of course, we broadcast around the world via the Internet, on the Internet streams that are there, my website included, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can hear the show streaming there live right now, coming from the syndicator, GCN Live. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping us rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, that would be Felix and the gang, thank you very much. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and other petroleum products to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website, once again, is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the things we have over there, including the direct links to the guests we have on the program. Kyle Warren, of course, is there. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is over there, too, with a direct link to her website, FoundersCode.com, as well as the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, and we got some rain headed our direction, so that's the beginning of maybe some cooler temperatures today. We'll see. But in the meantime, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And guess what? We emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. We certainly hope you do. And every time we say the pledge, we add that in there. Well, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, here we are, Denise. We're 24 hours or so on from the levying of the indictments, the fourth indictment, of course, coming up in the Trump issues here. So what do you think now that it's maybe cooled a little bit, or what sort of new insight do we have now, do you think, on these?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm getting a little more confused as the day goes on, as the time goes on, since this mess in Atlanta. And the reason is, you've got a set of lawyers that have been going after Trump, you know, and the FBI. Okay, you got Washington, D.C., you got New York, you got the Mar-a-Lago thing, now you got the Atlanta thing. But let's concentrate on Atlanta for a second. There was a pile of investigators, and then the DA, and I'm sure she collaborated with some other militant lawyers out there going after Trump. So if you start looking at people between Brett Tolman, Andy McCarthy, Alan Dershowitz, just a pile of others, they all have such interesting takes on this case, to the point where there's room for filed for dismissal already. RICO is a false charge. It's the co-conspirators. They can separate themselves from this whole group and go on their own. Is this a case against the First Amendment? Because if you go through the indictment, there's things in there on Trump's tweets that they say that led to violence. Like, go watch TV or watch this debate or watch the, you know. So it's all over the place. And, you know, in the legal profession, what you do is you recreate an argument, and I'm fine with that, but it's kind of like, there's so many different legal opinions on this thing already, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it all. So I'm not any good at offering anything at this point on on this mess. And I'm not sure that some of these charges, some of these, I think there are, 10 of them, I'm not sure that they're legitimate. I mean, I'm getting to the point where they're just not. Yet, what's happening to the voters? How many voters are just going to, the Trump voters are just going to go, you know what, we're just going to move on from this one. And, you know, we'll go look at DeSantis or Ramaswamy or, you know, one of the other candidates. I mean, the saturation and the fatigue on all things against Trump is here. And
Denise, hold that thought because we're coming up on the break. And right back to the captain. I got a great question for you when we come back to you as well.
Mike, can't wait to hear that one. Okay, folks, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back right after all of this great stuff we're talking about here. It's a Wednesday, and I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will do just that, Kyle. Thank you very much. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico is currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers out there. And you can go over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, to get a cost comparison on the vehicle you're driving, as well as what they would charge you for the Geico insurance that you could get. Now, where you can also save money is by bundling your items that you have. Let's say you got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or even an RV. You can bundle all that together, put it on your car policy, and it will lower your car policy down. But where you really save money, and a lot of money, is when you bundle your home owner's insurance or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance, whatever the case may be. Put that all together on your car policy, and guess what? You are going to save a boatload of money. It's just that simple. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can find out who your agent is right there. Contact them. Talk to them if you want. Or you can get a direct quote right off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. It's all done in the privacy of your own home or on your cell phone or whatever, and nobody's going to pick up on it because it's a nice website that has treated me well over the years. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Give them a chance because, after all, all you have to save is money. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and here's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Going to bring Denise back into the mix. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle, take it away. You said you had a question. We want to hear it.
I do. And, Denise, I wanted to ask you because, obviously, we're taking a look at these indictments, and they just don't really seem to add up. You know, it's obviously political in so many different ways. But what is happening out there in the country? Are people really looking at the same sets of facts and just having completely different interpretations of it? Because you would think that you'd be able to go to a judge and they would say, yeah, none of this adds up and I'm going to dismiss this. But do these prosecutors really believe what they're doing?
it kind of doesn't matter though, Kyle. Because the bell has rung. When this Fannie Willis, you know, did this whole thing with the grand jury and at the time of day, which was like really the time of night, and the media picks it up. If you look at MSNBC or CBS or CNN, the way they package it, as opposed to the way conservative media, say Newsmax or Fox or One American News, you know, the way they package it, you've got two different audiences here. So the liberal media has packaged it such that, you know, that Trump is a walking lawsuit. He's a dangerous man. And we're a divided country. Those people that are loyal to that ethos about Trump are never going to change. The people that are sitting in the middle, which I would argue are the moderates or the independents, They're just throwing their arms up in the air, and you know they're going to go elsewhere with their vote or their attention. So, yeah, I mean, RICO is a conspiracy, and a conspiracy really means that you have to have an organization, and you have to have a whole kind of operation that one person did something along with several other people, and those several other people helped along in the crime and so forth and so on. Look, several people in these co-conspirators are lawyers themselves. And every lawyer as I just said, every lawyer has a different opinion or approach, on how you apply the law or legal advice. So this is where it gets so nutty. And we sit out here, there is a court of public opinion, and we sit out here and go, we're over this. Whether you want to vote for Trump or not, we're over it. So, yeah, it's we're not in a good place. We're just, and none of this is good for the country. None of it. Nobody's ever considered that. Now, you know, Matt during the break brought up Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton when they challenged the election. They challenged it verbally. They challenged it in the media, but they didn't challenge it in court. They didn't attempt to bring a case to a judge and have those cases either heard or dismissed on its face. And I think that's the colossal difference here. What's particularly interesting, and I hope that the Trump legal team brings it up, is that all of this leading into the election, a lot of these cases voting conditions going into the election and post-election, are not itemized. And what do I mean by that? Well, how much of the voting architecture, state by state, changed because of all things COVID? How many of those things got challenged, were heard to be challenged, or dismissed unchallenged in court? I can't even begin. I've asked that question a lot, and it's not a question that I think that we can necessarily get an easy answer to. Now, I hear, you know, the good guy saying, you know, the Georgia vote was counted three times. Well, it was counted three times after the election. The problem is what they're really discussing here in this case with Trump is going into the election. Now, Kemp, you know, he's still angry at Trump because, you know, Trump is accusing Georgia of, you know, a rigged election. And Kemp is trying to stand his ground that it wasn't rigged in Georgia. So Kemp has the ability, by the way, to remove a rogue prosecutor. And I would argue in this particular case that Fannie Willis is a rogue prosecutor. Remember, DeSantis has removed, I think, 3 in the state of Florida. So, you know, these are, if you put all these little things on a tabletop and try to sort it out, it's a Herculean task, and I don't know any of us little people out here that have the ability to kind of do that sorting out yet.
Well, you know, Denise, you mentioned about the difference. Obviously, Trump went to court. Stacey Abrams did not.
Correct.
But does this mean then that the message would be that, well, if you actually do try to bring something through a legal process, that's when we're going to get you for RICO? You know, otherwise, I guess you could stand on the street corner all day and yell about the election.
Precisely. That's precisely where we are. Trump actually went down the right path of trying to go to court and have this looked at legally, judiciously. Well, most judges across the country didn't even hear the cases. Remember that? In Pennsylvania,
yep.
Michigan, they didn't hear the case. They threw them out. And so, you know, there's a false argument out there by the left that says Trump lost in courts across the country. Not necessarily, because most of these judges didn't want to even touch these cases. And I would argue, I mean, I've got this burr under my saddle here, and that is this. Why is it that the left is fighting so, so hard on this whole voting thing? Why did they fight so hard for ballot harvesting? Why are they fighting so hard to, you know, shame with a scarlet letter anybody that challenges the voting architecture, voting laws, ballots? Why is it? I'm concerned about it because none of us still have all the confidence we should have, do we?
To be continued tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. Boy, I can't wait to have this discussion again because it's going to get wild. We'll see you later.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment coming right up. Got some interesting stuff to talk about over there, too. I'll be right back with more.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change, the single largest investment ever anywhere in the world. without one single member of the other team voting for it.
Biden's been on a tour to showcase the landmark legislation he signed into law. Polling has shown voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. Watching TV now accounts for less than half of Americans' viewing time. According to Nielsen, traditional cable and broadcast TV made up less than half of all television viewing at just 49.6% combined. On the other hand, streaming services including Netflix and YouTube grew to a record of nearly 40% of total TV watching. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, you've heard me say it before. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That is the phone number for National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. Call them and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. But call them up and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, because you will enter into a career as an aviation maintenance tech where you will never have to worry about having another job anywhere. Now, you might work for different companies, but you'll always be an aviation maintenance tech, you'll always be certified, and you'll always be in high demand. Totally different ballgame when they want you
sometimes more than you want them, because you want to stay where you're at because you got a sweetheart deal. And they make a lot of money for what they do. They make a lot of money. And if you go overseas, they make a lot more money. So there you go. Whatever works for you. National Aviation Academy, website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Phone number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with me. You got your helmet on?
I do.
Okay, well, we're going to helmet along here. Now, Joe Biden is asking for another $24 billion to give to Ukraine as part of bipartisan support of the United States and others for the Ukraine and what they need to have. In the meantime, a lot of people, myself included, believe that he should be focusing on the $6 billion that they need right now, in Maui, Hawaii, to take care of the people that have been displaced, that have nowhere to go, that have basically the clothes on their back, and that's it, and to give them a measly $700, which I heard yesterday is adding insult to injury. Can these people get this thing right?
Well, Joe Biden's got to remember he's not the president of Ukraine. He shouldn't be concerned as much of with the border of Ukraine as he should be with ours. But as you make a good point here, Captain, he ought to be sort of dropping everything, so to speak, as a figure of speech, and then helping the people on Maui right now. Because last time I checked, he was the president of our country.
And the National Guard is there, yes. But the National Guard is somewhat strapped in Hawaii. They don't have enough people to muster what's going on, so they are bringing in people from other parts of the country. Regular Army is showing up. Other branches of the service are showing up to help. And this is going to be a massive, massive cleanup effort because they've got to move all that debris. And now the governor has warned the people that want to come in, the developers, and buy the property and develop it themselves, because they don't want to change the beauty and this and the dignity that they had there on Maui, and that those two villages that were there. They want to bring that atmosphere back.
Well, right. You know, in some ways, there are some similarities, not one for one, but some similarities to what happened in Fort Myers Beach. Also, where you have a lot of developers want to come in, buy up a lot of the land that people had there as their retirement places or second homes or things like that, and change that, you know, try to change the whole landscape. Well, very same thing, kind of thing happening here in Maui.
Right. And I think they should let the people do what they want to do, not what the developers want to do, but what they want to do. And they want their hometown back. So I got no problem with that. None. Give them the $6 billion that they're looking for to get started. Give them enough money so that they can have clothes over their head, clothes on them and a roof over their head. And by the way, you can build these little Quonset hunt type things. And I got a friend, Glenn down in Bradenton, might be listening right now, that has these containers, these 20-foot and 40-foot containers, and he can literally have a live-in home in one of those containers dropped on your property in a matter of just an hour or two or three once they get them over there to have them delivered. But this is something that could be done, and right away, boom, there they are. They're living in something decent that isn't going to blow away.
Right, exactly. I mean, in other words, there are all kinds of options.
Right.
Or things that can be done for the people who have suffered this. Yes.
Yeah, and common sense needs to set in. Now, also, the U.S. troop surge to the Middle East, the aid that's gone over there, we know that we have 3,000 Marines boots on the ground right now. They've landed in the Middle East this week, ostensibly to prevent Iranian interference with commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf. And these guys are going to be riding shotgun in a lot of these ships that go through the Gulf of Oman, if you will, as well as elsewhere in the region. So if the Iranians try to send their gunboats up against them or whatnot, they will be met with force.
Indeed, yes.
And that's something that was done before. You probably remember it, not very long ago. I certainly remember it, and I do remember that the Iranian gunboats had to cease what they were doing, because between the guys and gals that were on the ships defending the ships and the aircraft we had overhead, the Iranians were like dead in the water, literally.
Well, that's right. Of course, also, you know, the Iranian government, I think in many ways, they want to get a flashpoint going somewhere with all this. You know, they are still very aggressive.
Well, I think they should send their Air Force out there, too, along with those little boats that they've got, the Iranian National, the Iranian Guard, whatever the hell they call them, Revolutionary Guard, and let us blow some of their planes out of the water.
Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah. One wonders why they're doing what they're doing. Of course, they have their own reasoning behind it. But also, Captain, I think that, you know, they're just salivating over being able to get a nuclear weapon and being able to just continue to create chaos, spread their hegemony.
And we now have three services without commanding high-ranking officers, members of the Joint Chiefs, three services. We soon will have a fourth, although I think the Marines, they activated their replacement for General Berger. I think they did anyway. But we'll see what happens. This is not good that Senator Tommy Tuberville is doing what he's doing. It's just not good. It's time for him to let loose and let us do what we need to do.
Well, the Department of Defense has also signaled that they are not going to budge at all on the issue of the abortion issue, for example, that Tuberville is hanging his hat on this.
Well, of course they're not. We know that. So just come on. Let's get along with it and do what we need to do. Doesn't mean everybody's going to go in the military to have an abortion.
Well, but there is something to be said for operational readiness and the ability to be able to you know, be the military if you're called upon.
True. Okay, what do you got?
All right, Captain, you know, the soldier that went across the border in North Korea, evidently now we're understanding from North Korea, they did their first official communication about the private second class, Travis King. They're saying that he became disillusioned with the American military because of racial discrimination and the American society because of these kinds of things. And so it just gives North Korea now a brand new platform to say, look how terrible the United States is, when obviously, for all its faults, the United States is light years ahead of what happens in North Korea. I think that's just an objective fact.
Okay, if you say so.
I mean, honestly, but this is the kind of thing. This is exactly what regimes like this do. They want to get a hold of something so that they can say, look, you know, our great enemy, the United States, is such a terrible place to live and this kind of thing. This is no joke, you know, I hate to sound like Joe Biden, but no joke, right? The people there, they actually end up eating dirt. I mean, this is not good.
And in the meantime, folks, we know now that the Russians are deploying hypersonic missiles on their new nuclear-powered submarines. It's going to change the battlefield. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and he'll be with us. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more coming your way.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York fire rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, betcha. Thank you very much. And we saw Jeff yesterday at lunch over at Mission Barbecue. And we'll be over there again next week, only we're going to be in a new location, a brand new store opening up in Lutz, Mission Barbecue. We'll tell you about it, and that's where I'll be next Tuesday for the grand opening. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is being brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And Moss Acura, that is the luxury car that you probably haven't heard a lot about. But you will be soon as you start to see more and more on the road. Now, Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, just like the Nissan dealerships are. And by the way, Moss Family Automotive is the one that started all of that in the area. This is a program where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, that would be EMTs, firefighters, and police officers, as well as church pastors too, active and retired, get great deals afforded to them for their service to the community. Now that's a tremendous thing, and you should take advantage of that, or at least find out what they can do for you. Now, your vehicles, new or pre-owned, also come with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own it, you're going to have free oil changes and free tire rotations, complements of Moss. And again, that's for your service and for your patriotism and your dedication to being with Moss Family Automotive. So, Check them out online, MAUS, Acura.com. And when you do that, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door for you, and you're going to love where all of this takes you. So there you go, MAUS, Acura.com. Okay, first we'll go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's hanging in there. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And then we'll go to our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How are you? Good morning.
Oh, I'm doing really good. Hey, listen, surprise, surprise, told you so. You knew this, I knew this. Record high for 2023, gasoline, $3.86 national average right now.
Oh, it is right now?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I don't even like to look at this point in time. I kind of just, hey, it is what it is. But again, you kind of expect this based upon the direction that the country decided to go in when it comes to this, green nonsense. And the funny thing was that China has completely backed away. The whole Paris Climate Accord, nonsense. They're pushing away from that. Even though they are building electric cars, they're aware that they need electricity to fuel these cars, so they continue to coal-fired plants. So that they basically told everybody, to forget it when it comes to all of this carbon, commitments and nonsense. So, we're left doing this at this point in time.
Well, gasoline dropped off yesterday. The price of oil dropped off yesterday. It's down yet still today. Not a lot, but enough to where it shouldn't be $3.86 a gallon, including the current price of gasoline, which went up a little bit from where it was yesterday, but not much. It went up a penny again. And this is just plain and simple. We're being ripped off.
Well, I mean, I don't think that anybody's being ripped off. There's a lot of supply and demand involved with this. There's a lot of different blends based upon where you are in this country. We can't get out of our own way. I mean, we know we have the recipe for making prices coming down. I mean, it's not a difficult economic equation. You need to increase the supply, but we just haven't done that.
Well, let me just add a couple of numbers and see what you think. If the current wholesale price at the refinery, less the transportation to get it here, and less the state tax, is $2.85 a gallon, and let's say the transportation cost to get it here is 25 cents a gallon, so now you're up to $3.10, and let's say the tax in the state of Florida is 40 cents a gallon, so now you're up to $3.50 a gallon, would you explain to me why it's $3.86?
Well, I mean, doesn't the gas station guy who owns the gas station that's paying the rent on that place, isn't he allowed to make money, too?
That much money?
Should he? I mean, what's his profit margin on that? 20 cents?
Well, I don't think it ever was, because I remember guys that were selling gas making a nickel, but they were selling all the other stuff they had in there. That's where they made their money, the cigarettes and the beer and the bread. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's their business. They could try. I mean, listen, and if it was that much, other places would compete and then drop their prices where it was noticeable. I mean, everyone's got a different business model. Not everybody's got a Wawa. So, there's different business models based upon, the type of gas station you're running right there. I don't know. Anybody's getting
By the way, Wawa's not selling it very cheap either, for your information. The ones that are selling it cheap are the little mom and pop stores, the little ones, the real small ones. Mm-hmm. They're still operating, I think, on the nickel theory, or maybe even the dime theory, because they're running anywhere some 10 to 15 cents a gallon cheaper than the big chains. But anyway,
all those enterprises, it's a pennies game.
Yeah.
It's not like that they're selling software. They got to count their pennies. And you're even dealing with a Wawa. You're dealing with people that steal stuff, and you're dealing with loss. And you're dealing with a lot of different things out there, and your margins aren't very high. The grocery stores, all these things, they don't have very high margins when they're selling these things. The issue is getting goods and services from point A to point B, and also supply. And we don't do a very good job of that right now in this country.
No, we don't, and it's a shame. All right, one last little thing here. We definitely have got some good stuff to talk about when it comes to the economy. For example, the hedge funds, which are being dumped the Chinese stocks suddenly dropped a little bit yesterday. Matter of fact, the stock market had kind of a bad day yesterday, didn't they?
Well, it's not just, that's going to happen from time to time. But what's going on in China is really big news. And again, it's something that I've been covering extensively for a while. And this is where, you know, things could go, get ugly quickly. Their economy is doing so poorly, okay, that, you know, the worry now is that in order to distract the population from just how bad the economy is that, you know, that's why they might want to go in and invade Taiwan, which I obviously hope is not the case. But, you know, as it stands right now, they've got one property blow up after another property blow up, massive losses, not paying on bonds. They're not even releasing their unemployment numbers there anymore because they're so bad. Youth unemployment is through the roof. Businesses have left China after COVID and diversified their supply chains. I mentioned that exports are, you know, down at a level that we haven't seen since 2003. So, you know, things are not going well in that country right now as far as the economy is concerned.
Okay, I'm going to read something real quick. I'm going to hand it over to Kyle. We just heard from the milkman. How about that? And as an independent, he says Denise is off base of her assessment with each indictment. Support for Trump and his policies has grown with each key Democratic likely voters. All is political and is being recognized as such by the majority of the voters. And thank you very much, Mr. Milkman, for that. Now, Kyle, do you have a question?
I sure do. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Okay, so Neil Kashkari, he's with the Minneapolis Federal Reserve. He's the Minneapolis Federal Reserve president, basically. He says that some of these new requirements on small regional banks don't really go far enough, and his prime concern has to do with the fact that interest rates are higher, and he feels that this could put the banks into another issue like we saw back in March. You know, where are the regional banks standing right now, and could we see another problem if there's a lack of confidence again?
Well, I mean, there is that. I mean, I've already had, you know, some of the, you know, Fitch warning of possible downgrades, and, you know, his, you know, solution was, you know, maybe having higher capital, you know, controls over some of these small to mid-sized banks so they wouldn't run into issues. That's, you know, a possibility. Maybe these banks could have a little bit stronger portfolios. I don't know how the Fed is going to be able to keep rates. They keep talking about higher for longer, but I don't necessarily know if I actually believe that, simply because, you know, our federal government has got to borrow so much money. Borrowing at these high rates for the federal government, I mean, again, it's absolutely budget busting.
All right, hold that thought, and Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. And Kyle, you hang in there, and folks, you're coming right back, top of the hour, and we'll see if we hear from Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. We got quite a bit of stuff going on there to talk about, too. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.